Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits here and we keep it real.
Yes, yes. It's been a while. We haven't talked. We've both had some things.
It's been
some interesting things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk to me about your coffee enema. And why'd you do it?
I was advised to maybe try it and see if that helps me. But it's supposed to, like, from what I'm reading, there's a lot of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like a lot of liver toxicity that it helps with. And maybe like your gallbladder, like, helps it, like, produce, don't quote me for everything, but like it helps you produce bile.
Poop.
So bile.
Bile.
So like,
oh yes.
Yes. Kind of. You got to go back to body parts and all that stuff, but the anatomy. But, I was a little scared, 'cause like, if you Google anything, it brings extreme, right? But like, this has been going on for like hundreds of years.
Who suggested it?
My naturopath.
Okay.
Yeah. Functional. Yeah.
So how do you mix it? Like regular coffee?
So it's not regular coffee. It's like a particular type of coffee that has a little bit higher caffeine, I think. But it has to be clean with like no other chemicals and heavy metals and all that. So,
but is it specifically for enema? Or
I'm sure you can drink it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you can definitely drink it.
So your butthole, just drink it.
Yes, it goes up my butt.
Was it like, who poured this? Because I know you couldn't do it on your own.
Oh, I did it on my own. Bob's like, let me.
How did you lay there and pour on your?
You don't pour. What do you pour it where? Do you have a pipe that goes?
I know. So you're sitting on the toilet?
No. I'm laying down. Okay.
Because there's nothing that spills out. It just completely
absorbs it. Okay, so there's like this
it.
Pipe that has like the end piece where it goes up
your butt.
Foot.
Yep.
So you like coat it a little bit.
And
so coat it with olive oil coconut oil. I had olive oil right there, so I did it. So you got to lay down a mat. You want to be close to the restroom.
Yeah.
And then I have this little bag, and you have to make sure that the coffee is at room temperature or a little bit warm, because you don't want something cold going
right.
in your butt, right? So I... I put it there, you hang it, and then you lay there with like a towel just in case it leaks or whatever.
Is there a valve to stop?
Yes, there's a little valve. There's a little stopper. Yes.
Okay, so that's where I was thinking. I didn't know it had a valve because I was like, someone has to control the flow.
Yes, there's a valve. There's a little, I forgot what they call it, but
whatever.
Like, you lay down on your right side, kind of insert it in, and then you slowly let the coffee go inside.
How did it feel?
Honestly, it was not bad at all.
Kind of enjoy it?
I didn't enjoy it because I think I was just more worried, like, am I going to be able to keep it in? Because that's like, I think it was like 3 or 4 cups of coffee. And so I was like laying on my right side so it can go closer, mm-hmm. like hit my liver, right?
Yeah.
And so I was laying on my right side and all of a sudden I'm like, I have this urge. Like, you know, when you have that urge that you got to go to the bathroom really
like
bad.
Like shit real bad.
Like have diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah,
time,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. While you were doing it.
No, once it was done. Uh-huh. So you see the bag and you're like, is that coffee going down or no? And then I'm like, yes, it's going down.
Oh my
lower,
God,
lower.
Coffee's,
you know, like,
going
your
up my asshole.
And then all of a sudden it's like empty to the bottom. I was like, wow, that wasn't bad at all. And then I had a TV on so I can keep distracted.
Like, how long did it take for it to go in?
Oh, probably less than a minute. Probably a minute or so. Yeah. Well, I kept, and it wasn't going too fast either.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure that thing is inserted all the way
inside.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then it doesn't come out.
Yeah.
And so I was laying on my
right
side.
I could just picture you holding the thing, the plug in your ass with the valve and just like looking at the coffee bag.
You're
like laying on the floor.
I'm laying on the floor right next to it watching it.
You should have live streamed that.
Heck no. I was like, I don't know what to expect. And all that. I'm just like.
Oh my God.
So I was on my right side and I was like, oh my gosh, I have this urge to, like, I got to go right now.
But did they tell you had to sit with it in there before you took a shit at any point? Like, make sure it stays in there for 10 minutes to
get
all the benefits.
No, you have to stay. It's good to stay. Leave it in for 15 minutes.
Right. But you had to take a shit within that 15 minutes.
No. You don't. You leave that coffee in for 15 minutes. Then after 15 minutes, you go to the bathroom.
I know,
and you
but did you have the urge within that 15 minutes,
yes.
like you said?
Okay. Yes.
So you just tried really hard.
It was hard. I was sweating. And then I moved and put my leg up. Do you see what I'm saying?
I've been there. When we talked about driving home in the car and you take a shit so bad, you're like doing just everything. Touching your butt cheeks.
But no, I was like, I had to lift my leg. I had to move a little bit and just make sure that, you know, the insert didn't move, come out. So on the right side, but that, when that 15 minute, I think I made it to 14 minutes. I didn't make it to the full 15 minutes. I had to go. So I went to the bathroom.
Well, you made it to the longest. You made it to the longest. So props to you, girl.
So I will probably do 4 tablespoons of coffee next time. What did you do? I did 2.5 to 3 tablespoons of coffee, because they say start off like anywhere from 2 to 4.
Yeah.
So I did 2.5, and I think I'm gonna do it again tomorrow.
How often do you do it? So
when I looked at the instructions, it depends on how much you like your body needs it, right? So you have like liver flukes that come out and all that stuff.
Did your poop look any different?
You usually have to poop beforehand. You have to have an empty kind of bowel before. You have to empty your bowel.
Yes, but the next poop you took, did it look any different?
No, it was just...
it did.
It was...
You can say.
Yeah, no, I'm going to. I'm just trying to think how many times, because I had to go... Because like you have to stay home within that whole hour after you do it, because you may have the urge.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think what happened. Yeah, at one point it was a little bit red. Yes, it was more diarrhea. It was looser, definitely. Mm. And it was like a little, like a reddy color, more of a red color. So
did it freak you out a little bit?
Yeah, because I was like, ooh, this is like a rusty color right now. Because usually, I don't know. I check my poop every single time just to make sure like everything is digesting right.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
I don't think that that's
like, I used to not check it. I was like, ew. But I like,
no, I think everyone checks it, especially like particularly like if you had a like you had to push really hard, you know, and you're just like, what?
Making sure you got no blood.
Yeah. Or, you know, what I find interesting is like when you actually poop and you don't have anything in the toilet paper.
Oh,
you're like,
yes.
Oh,
we're like,
shit,
whoa.
How did I do that? That's
clean as
cool.
a whistle. Clean as a whistle. That's a Bob would say.
I'm proud of when I shit like that.
I don't know. Everyone's like, at this age, I'm a lot more like, okay, how am I digesting this? Is there a piece of corn just coming out? My body's not digesting that corn or that spinach or whatnot.
Oh my
gosh,
that's so funny. Yeah.
It was not as bad as I thought. Now, they do say one thing. They said you will actually hear your gallbladder squirt. Gurgle, like a squirt. I was too focused on like making sure everything stayed in. And so next time I'm going to like kind of like pay attention to that. Yeah. They say you can tell. So maybe I'll do like full like caffeine and full 4 cups. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try.
You're
going to
go all the way.
I'm going to go all the way.
You're going to be a squirter now. I know your friend tried to teach you how. You still didn't even tell me how, she said.
I don't even squirt. I'll teach you.
I think I did. You. Remember I told you last time I think I did?
Or did you pee on yourself?
You know, listen, TMI, you know, we're all like about no holding back. But like, I thought I did. And I think I almost was like, oh, my God, did I just like pee on you? You know, and like I just kind of like smelled it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I had to know.
Oh, I did.
I mean,
too,
you know, and I was like, OK, great. It didn't. So I'm like guessing I did squirt. So.
But what if your pee just doesn't smell?
Huh?
Maybe your pee doesn't smell.
It does. I think everyone's pee smells. Anyway, I'm just telling myself I didn't pee because it didn't smell. And even afterwards, like the next
day.
So
you just want to say you squirted.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay.
And I just want to say I didn't pee on myself. That's what I would have said.
I don't know. She showed me how to, and I don't think I've ever like done it yet. So I'm curious to know how girls like squirt. Like straight on.
Yeah, like guys can squirt.
Yeah.
I mean, they can jizz anywhere and be like, get it on your face, you know, or something like that.
In your eye, in your hair.
What is up with the eye? You know, like, I don't want that shit in
What's
my
up
eye.
With the hair? I don't want any of that.
And shit. Oh, no.
And then you got to wash your hair.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ew.
No.
You know that stuff. Ew.
Yeah. Well, or you could do it like, you know, something about Mary, where if you need like really jelly hair. Sticking up straight up. Like,
guys are better than rave. Like, I should like, you know, I don't know what we can do to the guys. They like it anyways. Like,
oh,
oh
they would like it anything.
But yeah, I'm going to, okay, so back to coffee enema. I'm going to continue doing it every, like 2 to 3 times a week for a month.
And see how it...
And see how I feel. But I'm glad I didn't die.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah. Because like I was at first when I was hearing everything on Google, I was like, Bob, I think I need you to be there. He's like, do you want me to help you?
You didn't have him in there, knowing how you guys are.
I know. What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really think like he would be up. I mean, Chaz would too. But I think because you would be so scared and freaked out the first time that you would want him there for like emotional support.
Yes. But then I was reading and being like, okay, just don't read the bad stuff that's online. Read it, the history and all that kind of stuff. I was like, if it's bad, I'll be okay. I have my phone right next to me. And then I was like, okay, I'm a big girl. I can figure it out. But I don't want someone there when I'm sticking something up my butt. Because, you know, he'd probably want to just stick it up my butt.
Yeah. He'd be like, hey, since you enjoy that so much, I can help you.
Size is much more different than that size. I'm not going to do that. But anyhow, yes. Yeah, so I'm going to continue and I'll let you all know how it goes. Yeah. If I feel any different or whatnot. But how's your...
Oh, yes. You did something for the first time and I did something for the first time.
Yeah. And I think we both did the same day.
Monday. So I got my first tirzepatide.
Oh, did you? Okay, yes.
The Mounjaro equivalent.
Yes. So you didn't do there's
semaglutide. I didn't do the Ozempic one.
Okay.
Okay, and I was going there. Okay.
So how do you know what the difference? How do you know which one you should take? Is it like trial and error?
It's not. It's one. Sometimes one works for, and then the other one doesn't. It just depends how your body responds and. I know I'm not like obese or big or whatever, but like, you know, it's that last like 10, 15 pounds that I just can't seem. And you know what? I mean, this is something that I wanted to do for a while. And, of course, like if there's a shortage and stuff, like I don't want to do that, but this was not like the name brand. This is like a compound one, but I just am not happy with it. You know, it takes so much more
and we don't have time,
and it's not even that. It's just that I was getting to a point where I just like wasn't I was really not self-conscious, but I wasn't as confident as I wanted to be. And I know my normal size, and some people were like, oh, you're not even big or whatever, but like, you know your normal size.
Yes, it's about how you feel.
Yeah. And whether your normal size is bigger or smaller, to each his own. But I know for me, this is not my normal size. And it's, you know, being 42, I'm not, I can't get there as easy as I used to, you know. And then a lot of things come up, like, you know, you have plans to, you know, work out and go to yoga and do that stuff. And but then there's things that come up and whatever. So I was just like a little frustrated. So anyway, I decided to bite the bullet and go. And I had originally signed up to do Ozempic, like the compounded version, which is semaglutide. And when I got there, and this was at my medical spa, and so this is not, and she did check my blood work and all that stuff to make sure that I was a good candidate.
And what do they check? They check your thyroid, right?
Yeah, they check your thyroid. They check like it's like the compound blood panel. Is that what it's called? The comprehensive blood panel. And then something else. So I had just done that like 2 months ago. So I showed her all the results. It just happened to be that she was out of the Ozempic ones. So that's what she had. And she said, honestly, this works better because the Ozempic only targets and mimics like the GLP-1 hormone. And this one mimics that and the GIP. So it's what she told me, it's more effective. And it also, the real reason why I said go ahead and do it, because it's actually more expensive. I think the 3 month, and I signed up for 3 months because she was like, you'll get your ideal weight within the 3 months.
Okay. So she was pretty confident.
Yeah. And so, like the semi-glutide one was like $1,600 It was $2,100.
Okay.
And I asked her, I said, so since you think that like I will get to my goal weight, like what happens to the other one? She said that I just keep it in like my balance. That way I can do like my maintenance shots like once a month or once every 2 months or something. So it'll just dwindle down. You know what I mean? Because that's the rate based on like you going every week for 3 months.
So it's weekly.
It's weekly. Yes. And so she said the biggest thing that made me choose that one anyway was that it had less side effects.
Oh, so what are some of the side effects?
You feel like lethargic, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cramping, all like the things, right? And I've had a few people that I know even tell me like, don't do it. Like my side effects are like really awful. I've never felt so much like shit. Like it's awful.
Really?
Awful. And so I was just like, okay, you know, I just want to try it. If it's like, you know, I just want to try it. Right.
Yeah. It's yeah. Like yeah. you said, everything comes with side effects. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But did you have any of the side effects?
A little bit. Okay. So like I took my first shot was at 1 o'clock on Monday. And we're recording this Wednesday. Right.
Yes.
So I felt not immediately. It's crazy how like a little thing of a little vial can like make your whole body change. And so I went about my business. I did all my normal stuff. But then towards like that night, I could tell like I didn't want to eat anything. Actually, like I was a little bit nauseous. And I didn't want to quite tell her. She was like, if you feel nauseous, like let me know. Send me a text and I'll call something in. I'll call something in for the pharmacy. And it wasn't until like that night that I felt really nauseous. And of course, I'm not going to text her that night. And so I didn't eat, but I just felt like gross. Like I didn't even want to eat. I just felt like everything just like grossed me out. Not even like I'm not in the mood. It was like, you know?
Yeah.
And then during the night, which is the weirdest thing. And I can't tell if it was because of the shot or because I did tons of yard work on Sunday and that we were lifting mulch and I was like raking and I was like pulling weeds and stuff. So like my body, I could not sleep that night. My body was sore, like body aches. It also muscle, just muscle. It was body aches. Like the thing I could, it's like when you have your flu, and your body just hurts. Like everything feels like a bruise. My neck, my lymph nodes were inflamed. My neck. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? And so I just like got online because I was like, you know, waking up in the middle of the night too. Yeah. So it was like, okay, let me like look at this. And so I was like, it doesn't list it as a side effect of Mounjaro, but like. There was like a Reddit feed and,
yeah, a lot of those are,
I know. And they were like, that happened to me too. Like it wears off within 24 to 48 hours. I had the worst like muscle cramps. I thought I like was getting the flu and stuff. And they were like saying how the doctors were saying, you need to report that because then they'll change the label of the side effects. So it didn't happen to everyone. And a lot of people said it just happened to them on their first injection and not.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was a combination of two. I'm pretty sure because I've never got so. I mean, muscle soreness wouldn't just like inflame your lymph nodes.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it was a combination of the two. And so yesterday, also because Chaz was out of town and I was doing a lot of things with the kids, I just felt worn out.
Yeah.
I remember. And I couldn't like go to sleep, but my body just felt worn out. Like I just wanted to lay. Yesterday, all I did was like lay down.
Okay.
I didn't take a nap because I couldn't. I just wanted to lay down.
So did you have an appetite the whole time?
I did not have an appetite. I swear to God. The only thing I ate yesterday, I made myself drink the electrolytes and she told me to get an enzyme digestive.
Digestive enzymes. Yes.
Yeah.
That one was pretty good.
I'm taking that too. I took Donovan to, what's that fucking place? Anyway, I took out to eat and I got a child's grilled chicken and side of broccoli. I literally ate like maybe four bites of chicken and like three bites of broccoli.
So it's supposed to suppress your appetite a little
bit? It does suppress your appetite. Okay. And again, I could have gone through that meal without eating anything. But of course, I was with Donovan and I just said like, hey, my stomach isn't feeling well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess I'll tell him later, but I don't want to tell him now and freak him out, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And then I didn't have anything for dinner. I had a couple of grapes. But then I didn't want anything.
Okay, so let me ask you. Is that going to continue for a whole 3 months or are you going to get your appetite back?
I think that the thing was this is nauseous. Oh, let me go back. It was because I was nauseous. And okay. So finally, when I woke up that morning, let's see, Tuesday morning, I woke up and I was brushing my teeth and I, you know, the tongue scraper. And if you guys don't have a tongue scraper, you need to fucking get one.
Heck yeah. It's
like,
the best thing.
That is like the best thing. You don't want to swallow any of your like overnight bacteria.
Mm-mm.
You wake up and you scrape your tongue enough times to where all like that shit comes out.
Heck then
you brush your teeth. So as I was scraping my tongue, I was like, ugh, I knew I was going to throw up. So I was like, okay, you know, I have like a thing. I don't want to throw up in the sink like you do, because I didn't want to pick it up and me throw up again. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me fucking clean the toilet. Like I prepped everything. Yeah. I got Donovan out the door. I cleaned Clorox wipe out of the toilet. And so then I started like trying to brush my teeth, and I just fucking threw up like crazy. Ugh. And then I felt much better. And then I got the medicine that she prescribed me the medicine. I got it and I feel much better. So I think I didn't eat like that because I was nauseous, and now I feel fine.
Okay. So you are taking some anti-nausea medicine, and now it's going to help you eat.
Yes. Yes.
Because you want to eat.
Yes.
While
I want to feel full. I don't want to fucking pass out, you know?
But at the same time, you want to eat normal meals, because once you get off of this, you want to continue
eating. Well, not normal size meal. It is supposed to be smaller meals, and that's how you really lose weight. You know?
Okay.
And so it will help you feel fuller, but I just didn't want to eat at all for that time. Because I was feeling nauseous. So I think, you know, and then yesterday when Chaz came home, I was like, oh my God, can you take the kids? So after I finished dinner for them, again, I didn't eat dinner. I went to lay down. I didn't fall asleep until 11, but I was in bed, and it just felt good for my body to be in bed.
Yeah. Just
And I woke up today. I also had a heating pad. I woke up today and I said, oh my God, Chaz, I feel like 95% back to normal.
Okay.
So I'm hoping I get my next injection on Monday. I'm hoping that those side effects were just like associated for like that, just like being in my body for the first time, and I won't have the nausea and like throw up, but like it wasn't bad.
So what are some of the lifestyle changes or changes you need to make during this 3 month or whatnot?
Well, I'm definitely like, I mean, going to keep working out and stuff. I want to like, obviously like take advantage and build like muscle and stuff like that and get functioning my normal weight.
So is this something you have to like, will the weight come off? I mean, come back on if you like, I'm just trying to see.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. If I stop taking it and I eat how I was before, yeah, I'm sure it will come on. I don't know if it will come on as much or as long, because I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to like, okay, eating. my pants are fitting tighter. Let's just go. I just want to go back into my other size pants, you know?
But you eat pretty healthy on a normal basis.
Yeah, yeah. And so just ramp up my working out so that I, you know, my goal is to, like, go to the maintenance ones and then finally, like, don't have it anymore.
Okay.
You know? And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's, like, the goal for me, and she's seen plenty of people do it because I'm not losing 100 pounds. It's just like those last ones, you know?
Okay.
So,
and you'll start seeing differences when?
So I'm going to document this all on our Instagram and stuff, but, and again, I'm not weighing myself. I don't want to play that mind game because I'm using their weight, their scale there to check progress.
Okay.
So I came in the first time at 143. She said when I go there Monday, I should be like around, I will probably be around like 138, 139.
Oh, wow.
Again, I'm not weighing myself.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm not doing that until like I get to my goal weight, and then I'll start using whatever I have at home.
Yep.
But there, you know, there's always a difference in scale. And plus, like, I went there like after lunch. It was like 1 o'clock, you know. So your weight there is different than what you do first thing in the morning.
Okay. So can you go, can you still like, will you continue like going out to eat, drinking?
She
gummies,
said that like
everything.
She said, yeah, I don't want it to impact my lifestyle. Of course, like I'll making better choices and stuff. And she said, you actually like won't crave like pizza or whatever. Like you won't. It helps with you. People also take this medication to help with addictions. So it also suppresses whatever type of thing in the brain that like wants to make you drink all the time or like eat all the time or whatever, you know what I mean? So she goes, you probably, you know, because one of our other friends goes sees her for her like Botox and stuff.
Okay.
And she's
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, I heard you guys were partying and stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah. She goes, actually, like this one probably won't want you, make you want to drink a lot anymore. And I was like, oh, it kind of made me sad. Like I don't care about the whole like not drinking or drinking as much, but it's like I still want to party. Like I don't want to affect my lifestyle.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Because I liked what I was doing. I liked
Well, that'll be interesting for
hanging
me to
out
see.
And stuff, but like maybe instead of like, I don't know, 7 seltzers, I'll have 3, you know,
yeah.
because she was like, it'll make you kind of like get drunk faster. And I was like, cool, cheap date, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, heck yeah. Hey, so less calories.
Yeah,
less
I everything. Mean, you know, just make smarter choices going out to dinner and stuff. But like, again, I don't want to like give up date nights. I don't want to do all that stuff. But like, again, you know, you can always find like really good stuff on the menu for that. So,
yep.
You know, that's again, I'll be like letting you guys know again. I'm sure I'll get some like flack about like, you don't need it or whatever. But like, everyone has their own thing. You know, and again, whatever you want to do to make you happy, you should do it.
Yeah,
if you
don't
can
worry,
do
I
it.
Get it all. I get it all the time. I go, I just, for whatever everyone's like, oh, you're so thin. I was like, yeah, just, it's not how comfortable I want to be comfortable. This is what I've looked like before. And there's no reason why I shouldn't continue mm-hmm. looking like that. They're like, oh, it's age. I was like, I work out way too hard. Mm-hmm. To keep this and maintain.
Yeah.
Like,
and then the other thing is whoever's saying that to you or whatever, like they also have some things that they don't want, which other people would be like, it's fine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like everyone has their like little things.
And I don't take it personally because I'm just like at this age, yeah. I'm gonna do whatever makes me happy.
I know. And you know, this is all from me. This is nothing like Chaz, like saying stuff, whatever. This is just like me and where I want to be at this point right now. I know like when I'm 70 or 60 something, I may be, I don't know, 200 pounds. I'm not saying I will, but like, that's where I want to be today, mm-hmm. right now in my
yeah.
life. And I can do something about it. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm able to do it. And, you know, we'll just see where it goes.
Yep. Well, I'm excited.
Me too. I'm excited.
I'm
for
really
asshole.
Excited. Yeah. I'll have a cleaner liver and you'll be a thinner version of yourself.
Yeah.
There you
but
go.
I'm still gonna have fun. Yes, I'll still have gummies and stuff. I just probably won't eat chips. I'll probably eat like, I don't know, hummus and cucumbers.
It's not like you eat chips anyway, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, let's talk about what shows are watching. Have you tried watching Mormon Moms?
No, I've heard it's good.
I don't know.
It doesn't interest me for some reason because it's like,
okay. I wasn't interested, but then I was like, let me see what this shit's all about, just because like it's been all about social media and stuff like that. But I tried, and like the first 30 minutes, I was like, I can't do this. These girls are way too young, and they're gorgeous. And
I heard they had a whole different look at the end. That's what I've heard from somebody.
Oh, they all look different. They all, you mean like with like Botox and like
I don't know. I don't know what they did at the end. They looked different from the beginning to the end.
Oh, I didn't see it that much. I don't know. It's just like I, you know, I love like Love is Blind and all the other reality shows. I think that they're just like really young, and the conversations I just cannot relate to at all.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just like how we talk about like, you know, this podcast is like us being in our 40s is like key.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, moms in their 20s, I couldn't relate to that. You know,
I'm
what they talk like.
I
know
have any moms.
I can relate to like having been there, but
yeah.
right now I'm not there anymore. You know.
Yeah, we're in
so,
a totally different chapter.
Yeah, and so I, you know, and it was kind of like one of those things. I couldn't relate, and it just seemed real dumb to me. And so I was like, I was really trying, but I couldn't do it.
But too hot to handle. There's some young.
I know, but it's funny though.
You're like, I should have been there. I should have done that.
what I think about whenever I watch the social, I'm like, these people have no worries, no anxiety, no trauma. That they're actively, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Whenever you start having kids, like once you have a kid, your anxiety just never.
It never
shuts off.
Stops.
Even when you
actually,
take anxiety medication,
actually, let me just tell you, it gets worse and worse later on in life.
I'm
experiencing that right now.
But
I don't think I've,
you know, and again, like I know I have like typical kids and like a special needs kid, and like
she was like, no BS.
Wow, yeah, she did say that. No BS. I'm pretty proud of her.
I am proud of her. You don't have to worry about her. She can take care of her own.
But I have different worries. Like you're, you know, yes, maybe, you know, and I've thought about that. No one actually like told me, but I internally think about it because like, you know, I've been through my time of grief with it, of like the life that I thought we would live all cohesively. And I'm not saying our life is now not like that, because I love our life. I love our normal now. But like how I thought about it when,
yeah.
you know, when she was little or when I was pregnant or whatever. And it's okay to grieve that, you know, the what you thought you'd have. But my worries are different. Like, my worries aren't like, what happens when she drives? I know she's never going to drive on her own, but like, you know, get in a car wreck, or what if she's like driving home drunk or whatever. But then I worry about like people taking advantage of her. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And her not being able to like recall that, or, you know, say something about it, or, you know, just things like that. Like, I know it makes me sad, but I know like her school where she's at won't ever do this. But like, you hear all these stories about teachers abusing those special needs kids and them not even knowing about it, not even to be able to like verbalize it to the parents and stuff. But again, I still worry, and you're still anxious, but like, your anxiousness and worries about like Rhea are different than mine.
Yes, but yes.
You know,
but we all have it.
Exactly. My point is, no matter the dynamic,
mm-hmm.
you will always have anxiety.
Yes.
And that's just something, to be honest, 1,000% honest, that's something I'm sad for us about. Like, I love the fact that we have,
but it never goes away. I'm just
for our forever.
So I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, I thought it was just, you know, at the beginning, you're at the beginning when their babies are born, you're like, oh my gosh, am I going to even get out of this little rut? Like, morning and night, they all like flow together. You know what I'm saying? Sleep, all that stuff. The worries is not that anymore. It's on a different level. And it's the ones where you actually like lose sleep now. You wanted to sleep before. Now you're like losing sleep.
Is it kind of like you want to help them, but you can't help them?
It's that. It's also like, think about it. She's going to be driving in about 2-3 years. And then to me, it's like, when is she going to come home? What's going on out there?
Yeah.
Ubering, things happen. And like, there's a constant worry. And now I understand where my mom would worry until she would not go to sleep until I came home. She would probably be in her room, but she's like, until I get home. And now I understand where I was like, go to sleep, mom, I'm fine. But it's the parents that are just, you know, and I tell myself there's certain things that you have to leave up to.
Of course, there's a lot of things. And if you can't do that, you're setting yourself up for way, way too much pressure on yourself. You're excited. Like, it's just, you can't, you got to tell yourself, you know, you can't control the things. You can't worry about the things you can't control.
That's easily said.
Right. But you have to remind yourself.
So, you know, I won't go into details, but like, you know, some of the stuff that's, you know, you deal with in middle school and all that kind of stuff, a lot of it is you just have to kind of like, and I'm a very type A person, but sometimes I have to like let it go and let it run its course, and things will just kind of fall into place. It's so hard, but I'm actually learning that in life, because I'm like, if I hold on to it, it's going to affect my kids and my family. So things are just kind of working out, but there's just, I don't know. But in the meantime, there are worries, and the way I'm looking at it is just enjoy your life on the other side when you don't have to worry. Go all out. Enjoy, go do whatever you need to do. Take care of yourself.
When does that life start?
Girl, you've been taking care of yourself. You're taking care of yourself right now.
But we still have worries. I'm saying there's nothing that goes. I know, but then
it offsets it. We have to just.
I'm at a point where I'm completely at peace where with everything is right now.
Yes.
It took me a long time. And like, you know, you said you're type A and you just like very in control of everything. And you just want to like. I used
take
to be
care
that.
Of everybody.
I used to be that way. And I learned it. Now, I don't want to say a hard way, but like, I learned to accept that in a very difficult way.
Yeah.
You know, with Breslin.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, you know, make her do all these things and you know, not have a special needs child because I didn't want her to be different. And because, you know, I also didn't want to change the way I loved my other kids. Not the way I loved them, but like the attention I was giving to them because I was so focused on trying to make her walk, make her do things. And so I had to find a balance between, okay, I need to be a mom to her and not a therapist. I need to be this. I can't control these things. If she's going to do these things, she will do them in time. Like I can't function trying to control all of this because I can't be there for myself, my husband, my other, you know, Donovan and stuff. So I had to like let it go. I had to like let it go and just say, if this is meant to be, it's gonna be. And not that I'm saying like I stopped trying to help her, because you know therapy is important, but I stopped basing an end goal to that stuff.
Got it.
You know what I mean? And so I like that you're letting go, because it's so refreshing just to be like, you know what, I have to be at peace I have to let it work out.
It's going to work out however it's it supposed is.
But it works out, honestly, good.
It does. Works out. It works out. It's the fact of that waiting time.
Oh, yeah.
And then as long as I've done everything I could, and that's the only way I'll feel good.
Yeah.
I've done everything, and now everything else is in everybody else's, you know, it's going to work out the way it needs to, you know. And then, you know what? This is also a life lesson for these kids, too, that not everything works out the way it's supposed to be. Like, what you think it's going to be may not be that case. And, like, you have to be okay with it. And things are just not fair all the time. And that's okay. The kids need to learn that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing for me. It's like, things are not fair. This is how life is, you know?
Yeah. And just navigating the difference between how we grew up in sixth grade into now, you know, it's very different. So we are also, like, trying to learn how to, like, speak to them and not relate to them. Obviously, we relate to them. But, like, taking into consideration all the things that they have that we didn't have, like social media and iPads and access to things that we didn't have access to.
Yeah, they can figure things out.
Self-image, all that stuff, you know, drugs, everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everything's much more, you can get it.
Readily available. Exactly. It's all there, you know, for them to see, whatever. But it's, you know, on another topic, we'll talk about it later. But there's, what's funny is how parents also go with, you'll see the true colors on so many different parents later on in life. It's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. When I can
comes,
see that.
Yeah. It comes out when you don't think it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll talk about it later.
True colors come out. True colors come out.
Yeah. You can hide it for so long, but true colors come out.
Oh, my gosh.
They become a child just like, you know, their kids. So,
yeah, well, then you see where they get it from.
Yes. I was like, oh, it aligns.
Yeah. Now you're like, it makes sense now.
Yep.
Well, we'll wrap it up. We'll keep check our Instagram at Authentically Moms and see how we're both doing on her coffee enema and my Manjaro compound stuff and let you know. Again, we don't hold anything back. I just want to say, please, CCs, I know we did our year anniversary last week.
Yes.
And we're about to come into our 50th episode, which we'll do something really special for. I don't know what, but I just want to make it special. Please tell all your friends, share on stories and everyone that you know, because I got a lot of responses saying that they love our show. They love our podcast. They relate to us 100%. We just need more reviews and more traction and more stars so we can get more popular and more easily searchable, because the more ratings you have, the higher on the list that they'll put you. So we would appreciate that.
Yeah. And I'd appreciate the reviews. I just want to know how, like, you know, I do hear some mom saying, you know, they love us and, you know, yes, our podcast is interesting. They could relate, but I would really love to hear more feedback from different
put
people,
it in,
you know,
put it on wherever you're listening to this podcast. Yes. Send us DMs and we'll post them. Spread the word to all your friends. Again, we don't talk about just mom stuff. We talk about all of us.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.